This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. About to do Medal of Honor Monday. We'll actually make fun of Joe Biden this hour. I've missed doing that. We'll talk about people making $300K a year, living paycheck to paycheck, Democrats lying about murder numbers, all that email, so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. And another reminder to you that tomorrow, of course, hour one's going to be our regular show. Hour three is going to be our regular show. Hour two, it's history time tomorrow. And I am not even going to come close to finishing it, so just get ready. There's just so much I have to get to on the Rhodesian Bush War tomorrow. Fascinating, endlessly fascinating. But right now, it's the start of the second hour on Monday, and that means it's Medal of Honor Monday time. It is important, important to know the details of our heroes, to know their deeds, to remember their names. It matters a lot. And I've told you, and I love that you're already doing this. I get these emails all the time. You can put these citations up in the break room at work. Shoot, you can call your employees together, have a little Monday pep talk and talk to them about one. There's nothing political about it. You can do it with your class in school. You're going to find that young boys, young girls, they like heroes too. And they're dying for people to look up to. People like Donald Kirby Ross. Now, he has a very short citation, so I'm going to read it to you. We'll honor the man. And then we are going to talk a little bit about Pearl Harbor. I know you know about Pearl Harbor. We'll just do a little 10-minute background for those who maybe had crappy history teachers. I had a couple very good ones. There are excellent ones out there. There are a lot of really bad ones out there. So without further ado, man was born in Beverly, Kansas, where the Somali woman called boot camp, which is hilarious to me. He was actually born on December 8th, 1910. He did all this the day before his birthday. Donald Kirby Ross, U.S. Navy. Ready, aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For distinguished conduct in line of his profession, extraordinary courage, and disregard for his own life during the attack on the fleet at Pearl Harbor, territory of Hawaii, by Japanese forces on the 7th of December 1941. When his station in the forward dynamo room of the USS Nevada became almost untenable due to smoke, steam, and heat, machinist Ross forced his men to leave that station and performed all the duties himself until blinded and unconscious. Upon being rescued and resuscitated, he returned and secured the forward dynamo room and proceeded to the after dynamo room, where he was later again rendered unconscious by exhaustion. Again recovering consciousness, he returned to his station, where he remained until directed to abandon it. Now, that's the end of that citation, and I realize that can leave you wanting more. I'll get to a little bit more on that and kind of the reasons behind the guys doing stuff like that in a moment. But I do think it's probably beneficial to do this every year. I don't know that I've done it much in the past, but I should do this more. I haven't talked a ton about Pearl Harbor because it's one of those things where I just kind of assume everyone knows. I mean, everyone knows about Pearl Harbor. What happened at Pearl Harbor? And most people will tell you, well, the Japanese attacked us and it kicked us off into World War II. Okay. First, we're just going to, just a few minutes here, so bear with me. First, there was, again, a lot going on before the bombs started dropping, similar to what we talked last hour. Japan was in a situation where they had built up a modern economy, they had built up a modern military, and they were lacking natural resources. And because of the military mindset of the Japanese people at the time, they looked at their military and they said to themselves, well, why don't we just use it? And they decided to start going into China. World War II began when the Japanese went into China, years and years and years before Hitler invaded Poland. the Japanese started going into China, conquering parts of China, and taking their resources. The world was very uninterested in having another world war. Remember, this is post-World War I. And the world started to get angry with Japan and started to make demands. Hey, you need to leave. You need to leave. You need to leave. But Japan didn't want to leave. Enter FDR. We, at this time, were huge trading partners with Japan. Remember, if you have resources that you can't get out of your own country, you have to find another country to buy them from or trade with. The United States of America, completely blessed by God, is drowning in resources, including oil. Japan had to have large quantities of oil coming in. They had built a pretty wonderful navy by this time. And you know what all those wonderful navy ships are worth without oil? Nothing. It's just a big thing to get sunk. It's worth absolutely nothing. They had to have large quantities of it. We started to say, no more oil, no more steel, no more nothing. So Japan came up with what was one of the most nationally suicidal plans in history. They did know it was the long shot of long shots. They kind of decided it was the only chance they had, and the plan went something like this. What if we attacked American forces at Pearl Harbor? What if we took out America's aircraft carriers? Because they knew that was going to be the main power at sea at that time. If we take out America's aircraft carriers, they're going to build more. Believe me, they knew we were going to build more. But what it's going to do is buy us time. While America rebuilds their navy, it'll take them a while. We will grab the Philippines, all these different islands, draw a big circle around Japan, and they thought, let's grab all this. While America's building the navy, we'll be building bunkers. We'll be putting mines in the water. We will fortify everything. And then when America comes to war, and they knew we were going to come to war, when America comes to war, we will fight it out with them. They are Western and soft. We are Japanese. We are superior. Remember, everybody's racist at some level. Back then, people were just more honest about it. We are Japanese. We're superior to these soft Western whites. After they lose enough people, they will finally sue for peace. And no matter how it ends, we will end up with more territory than we had in the beginning. They're not going to make us give everything back. So it will all work out in the end. And they still pretend to this day that there's some dispute about whether or not Japan wanted to declare war before Pearl Harbor. In my mind, having read enough, there's no dispute at all. They didn't declare war because they wanted the element of surprise. And they didn't quite understand the white-hot anger that would create in the minds of Americans. So they created this big Navy fleet. They kind of hid it in northern Japan. They then sailed it across the Pacific. It went completely unseen. And on a sleepy Sunday morning, their fleet got there. They sent all these planes in. Our aircraft carriers happened to be out at sea at the time. And it was a terrible, terrible day. But there are gentlemen, there were lots of them, but there are gentlemen like Donald Kirby Ross who were shaken out of bed that morning, probably a little hungover, maybe just got back from church, maybe both, who became heroes. They did not know they were at war. Hawaii was a dream post, as you can imagine, for being in the Navy. They thought they were going to go play football on the beach, flirt with some hula girls. Instead, their friends are burning alive under the water. And some men in that moment step up and do things that are simply amazing. They'll burn to death to save a friend. They'll charge into a pitch black under just the belly of a ship. They'll burn their hands to seal doors shut. Some men are just built differently. And the devastation at Pearl Harbor, it was bad. It was bad. But it's not near as bad as it would have been if we didn't have people like Donald Kirby Ross stepping up and doing incredible things that day. And of course, you know what happened from there. We went to war and saved the planet from tyranny. And Donald Kirby Ross may have lived, but many did not live that day, and we thought it would be appropriate. I think we're going to do this every December 7th or 8th from now on to play them taps. Brave men died that day. All right. Let's tell you what. We'll do a couple emails and we'll make fun of Joe Biden. We'll talk about Democrats lying about everything all the time. Speaking of lying, there's nothing in your dog food. I'm sorry. The dog food companies, I don't know what I want to call them liars, but when they slap that label on the front that this is the beef and green beans blend, that all got cooked out of it. They cook dog food at such a high temperature that they kill everything in it. And they do this not because they're evil, but because they want the dog food to last. They don't want it to go bad on the shelf. But as a result, our dogs will live their entire lives never getting vitamins and minerals and probiotics and antioxidants, unless, of course, you sprinkle Rough Greens on their food. Do you want a dog that has a shinier coat, better breath, probably more importantly, lives longer and healthier? Rough Greens is how you do that. Number one dog supplement in America for a reason. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? Go to roughgreens.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Let's do some of these emails. Dr. J, I am missing the crappiest country in the world competition, but Somalia is still trying to climb that ladder. Wouldn't it be refreshing if the bedrock of all politics was the U.S. Constitution? Yeah, he goes, look, he's right. But remember how different you are from the communists. And remember how the communists sell you on unending mass immigration. In fact, Joe Biden, just they dragged him out of his bedroom and made him give a speech, but he actually said something that proved my point. They love this line. They love it.
We're the only country founded on idea. Every other country in the world is founded on geographic boundaries, religion, ethnicity, but we're an idea, a strong idea, is stronger and more powerful than any dictator.
We weren't founded any differently than any other country was founded. Our reasons were exactly the same. We had a bunch of Christian Europeans who wanted to get out from under the yoke of British tyranny. They were all different kind, all different sects of Christianity, by the way. But they all just wanted the freedom to worship God the way they wanted. That's why they came here. And of course, they wanted better lives. They wanted to better themselves. And they didn't get here by accident. They realized that this land could be a land of plenty. It had plenty of natural resources for them. We weren't just founded on just an idea. They love that commie gobbledygook because it breaks down people's defenses of their homeland. That's why they use that line. And when you bring up Somalis and the U.S. Constitution and things like that, they don't even pretend to care about it. That's what has angered me so much. I've brought it up before. Remember that clip of Mamdani's dad that I've played for you a couple times? It's not just the clip where he's comparing us to Hitler and things like that. It's the knowledge that this human being, he is a well-heeled United States professor who lives the life of luxury, and he came from a dump And he got here, and like 5 minutes later, it was 2 years after he got here, he used the street communist movement and has been allowed to be an open anti-American street communist for 50 years, 60 years. Listen to this, man.
America is the genesis of what we call settler colonialism. And the American model was exported all around the world. Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration. Hitler realized two things. One, that genocide was doable. It is possible to do genocide. That's what Hitler realized. Second thing Hitler realized is that you don't have to have a common citizenship. You can differentiate between people. The Nuremberg laws were patterned after American laws. Anyway, the U.S. put Indians in reservations. The U.S. invented the model.
And you know what the result of not deporting that man? First, we brought him here. That was a mistake. Then we allowed him to immediately take part in anti-American activism. Whoa. Countries pay dearly for that kind of negligence. Dearly. Now, his dirtball son is mayor of New York.
As mayor, I'll protect the rights of every single New Yorker. And that includes the more than 3 million immigrants who call this city their home. But we can all stand up to ICE if you know your rights. If you encounter ICE, these are the things that every New Yorker should know. First, ICE cannot enter into private spaces like your home, school, or a private area of your workplace without a judicial warrant signed by a judge. That looks like this.
If ICE does not have a judicial warrant signed by a judge, you have the right to say, I do not consent to entry, and the right to keep your door closed.
Sometimes ICE will show you paperwork that looks like this and tell you that they have the right to arrest you. That is false.
50, 60 years ago, we brought a communist scumbag into the country. Once he got here, he started attacking the country, like so many do. Instead of denaturalizing and deporting him back to the dump he came from, we allowed him to rise to high office in this country. We allowed him to acquire wealth for himself. And of course, he eventually started a family and raised future anti-Americans. But they, like their father, weren't content, weren't grateful to be here like guests should be. They instead sought to destroy the country that brought them in. Now, his brood is going to take over the largest, most powerful city in the United States of America. And God only knows what his children after him will do. And all this is the result of not minding the imports and not having the guts to get them out of your country once they get here. You think it's mean to deport people who get a DUI? I think it's insanity not to deport his father right friggin' now and send his son with him. That's what I think. All right, we will make fun of Joe Biden. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Sometimes I miss
it. We're the United States of America. That's who we are. We're the U.S.
What? We're the what now?
We're the United States of America. That's who we are. We're the U.S.
And I understand that guys like Joe Biden, I mean, Joe Biden's really an extreme example of this, but communists lack shame. They don't, it just doesn't mean anything to them because they have a completely different moral fabric than you have or than I have. And like I said, Joe Biden's an extreme example, but you know what my favorite thing in politics is. Everyone does by now, but I'll tell you again, it's Democrats pandering to black people. It makes me laugh. I can't help it. It's because I'm a terrible person. It's not just the lying. It's the obvious lying that they do. And it's the knowledge that they almost have to humiliate themselves. They humiliate themselves, and I believe these are people who deserve humiliation. So, and you don't have to play it again, Chris, I got it. But you know what it is. It's Gavin Newsom talking about mac and cheese and Wonder Bread. It's Hillary's hot sauce in her purse. It's Pete Buttigieg, I kid you not, on camera, drinking a 40 with a couple black dudes, probably wrapped his lips all the way around the bottle. That's a completely other story. It's awful, and it's amazing. Now, the black pandering is the most prevalent and the most hilarious, but I also get a kick out of the gay pandering, because if you're wondering why they dragged Joe Biden out of his rocking chair and had him give a speech, well, he had to go check a box and do a gay event. And the LGBTQ demon mob, they're certainly not defeated. I don't want to say that, but they are most definitely on the run. Like all communists, they pushed way too far, way too fast. Quit. They pushed way too far and way too fast. And what they did was they turned people off. Most people, most Americans anyway, most normies, they're okay with this or that. You do whatever you do. I don't necessarily want to hear about it or see it. You do what you do. It's fine. But gay communists cannot live in that world. They have to make sure they jam it, not just in your face, in your kid's face. Soon they're cutting off the penises of young boys. And now Americans wake up and we're horrified, right? So they push too far, too fast. And they're very, very scared. They're very scared right now. I saw a headline today. I'm not sure about the accuracy of it, but the headline today is in the year 2026, there will be half the number of LGBTQ characters on television that there were previously. Americans are done. And even Hollywood knows they're done. We don't want it anymore. So they had to drag Papa Joe out there to, well, lie.
And I turned to the person asking the question. I said to those children, I wish every American, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I wish every American could have seen the love in the eyes of these two young boys for their dads.
For their dads.
It was palpable. You could feel it.
It was palpable. You could taste it. Anyway, Joe, what, Chris? What are you making that face for? You taste it. Anyway, Democrats just tell these huge lies. They pander all the time. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Now, I probably take too much enjoyment in it because, as we've talked about before, lying is like breathing for a communist. They just don't think anything of it. It's their language, to be honest with you. I think that's how I'm going to start describing it from now on. It's the language of the communist. He will tell gigantic lies. He'll tell it right to your freaking face. He doesn't feel bad about it. And if you expose the lie to him, you could show him a video proving what he just said is a lie. He will not get embarrassed. He will not. It's not in his nature. Words are just weapons, right? So there's a new congresswoman, Grijalva, Adelita Grijalva. It doesn't matter. She's Arizona. It doesn't matter. And she's out there doing the thing that all elite communists have to do. Remember, many elite communists, they were originally street communists. They started out as communist street animals, throwing things, protesting, rioting, doing all the things street animals do. And then maybe it's through connections or something else, they find a way to raise enough money and get elected and become elite communists. But they know they still have to signal at all times to the street communists that, hey, I'm one of you. Don't worry, I'm still one of you. This is why you see Democrat politician after Democrat politician showing up at these ICE protests. That's what it's actually about. It's not that they're trying to accomplish anything specifically. It's always a message. Hey, guys, I'm one of you still. I'm one of you still. So, of course, this Grijalva lady has to show up and make an idiot of herself protesting ICE. Now, remember, I want you to remember something. It's all on camera. I watched the whole video like 10 times. It's all on camera. Everything she does is on camera. She was not shot at or anything like that. But, and again, it's on camera. She goes on MSNBC and says this.
It was really scary, very jarring. I mean, it's one thing to hear about these things happening in communities. It's another thing to have it happen directly to you. I really did go, you know, with the assumption that I'm just trying to understand what's happening. And so I went up, I introduced myself, I let them know who I was. One agent said, I don't care who you are. You need to get out of the way. We were pushed, we were shot at, and it's really scary. It was very frightening and very jarring.
The theater kids are at it again. Now, why do they do this? Why are they able to tell these huge lies? Why do they do it? Why can they do it without shame? I'll tell you what, I'll play you another one. This is Seth Moulton. He's a member of Congress. This is about, well, this is about the strikes on the drug boats.
I mean, look, the President of the United States and his Secretary of Defense are conducting murder on the high seas. They're committing murder, and Americans should care. Like, look, none of us like drug traffickers, but we have laws that say that drug traffickers don't get summarily executed. And if it's happening off the coast of America with people that we don't know, just give it time before Donald Trump starts doing this same kind of thing to people we do know right here at home.
There was another Democrat came out today and said they're going to start killing people on the streets of San Francisco next. Why? How can they tell these huge, easily verifiable lies? I was shot at! You know why? Well, it's a Christmas season. And Hanukkah, Chris. It's a Christmas season. Hey, Chris, do you people gather with family for Hanukkah? Is that a family event? All right, so Chris knows what I'm talking about. He says they do. It's Christmas season. This is the time where your company's going to have a Christmas party. They'll probably call it a holiday party because these dirty commies have rotted away every institution in this country, but it's a Christmas party. You're going to be at some sort of a Christmas event at some point in time. No question about it. And there's going to be a Democrat there. Your liberal Aunt Peggy. The liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, whoever that may be. And when she comes in bug-eyed, she just had her 10th Xanax in the parking lot before she came in. When she comes in bug-eyed, screaming that ICE agents are shooting at protesters, screaming that the Trump administration is executing or about to execute drug dealers on the streets of San Francisco, she is going to believe it all the way. Not a little bit. She is too stupid, too bitter, too drugged out to know that she's lying. She lives in a world of make-believe. And that is why the communist tells gigantic lies. He makes up stories about Joe Biden and the gay dads.
We're the only country founded.
Not that one, this one.
And I turned to the person asking the question. I said to those children, I wish every American, I mean this is from the bottom of my heart, I wish every American could have seen the love in the eyes of these two young boys for their dads. It was palpable. You could feel it.
They talk about getting shot at.
It was really scary, very jarring. I mean, it's one thing to hear about these things happening in communities. It's another thing to have it happen directly to you. I really did go, you know, with the assumption that I'm just trying to understand what's happening. And so I went up, I introduced myself, I let them know who I was. One agent said, I don't care who you are. You need to get out of the way. We were pushed, we were shot at, and it's really scary. It was very frightening and very jarring.
Communists lie about everything all the time because it works on the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life. Abortion does too. Why would they call the murder of an unborn baby? Why would they call it reproductive rights? Women's reproductive rights. Why would you say something so inaccurate? Because your liberal Aunt Peggy is susceptible to that. She believes that. She will crawl across broken glass to vote for the local Democrat for her rights. Now, she can't think in depth about what rights we're talking about here. She doesn't have the ability. You do. She can't. She's brain dead. But what she knows is whatever she's told. And that's why we need preborn to wake her brain up. We need preborn to give her a free ultrasound so she doesn't have her fifth abortion. Preborn is out there giving ultrasounds to women who are about to abort their babies. Give. It's year end. It's tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember, tomorrow history begins in hour two, Rhodesian Bush War. There is so much that is applicable today to what we're going through. It's just globally, it is so appropriate to have this discussion right now. And as you can imagine, communists and communism are going to play a central role in this whole thing. Wild the parallels we're seeing. So before we get to America's police chief problem and the resignation and all that other stuff, I'm even going to talk a little bit of Christmas stuff. Before I get to that, I owe you emails. I'm way behind. Jesse, I've heard you say you're afraid to put contact lenses in your eyes. I'm a civilian, former Army, optometrist, and for our very young children who need contacts, we teach parents how to put contacts in their eyes. Maybe your wife can put the lenses in your eyes for you. Then you don't have to look like a nerd. One, that's not nice. Two, I didn't say I was afraid. That's not the term I used, Chris. I never said afraid. I said I didn't want to. Sometimes my eyes get itchy from allergies and stuff, and I don't want to add contact lenses to it. I don't want to put crap in my eyes all the time. I just want my eyes to work well. That's all I want, is my eyes to work well. And they don't. They don't. It's like last week when Jewish producer Chris was trying to mouth something to me through the glass because he's 12 feet away, I would guess, 10, 12 feet away. And I didn't know what he was saying. And I yelled, and I said, talking to the microphone. And he said, you can't read my lips? No, okay, I can't read. What? When we started this a few years ago, I could. Chris, do you think I'm not aware that things are deteriorating? Do you think? Let me tell you something, pal. Once you reach a certain age, things just start deteriorating. Out of nowhere. I have this thing. I've told you this before, that I have tendonitis in my right forearm that I get after I lift weights. Whenever I am pulling, whether it's lat pulls or picking up dumbbells or something like that, whenever I have held something with my forearm, I now have the. It's not brutal, right? But it's just kind of sore in my right forearm all day, and so there's a couple things. I had to baby it for a month to get it to go away. Then, when I started it again, I'm having to completely baby every weight in there. And you have to do 8,000 reps to get a workout, because, and it's not about the muscles, it's about my forearm. I don't want to re-aggravate it. But of course, it's not possible to baby it enough. And I re-aggravated it yesterday, and I haven't told Ab about it, because I know if I tell Ab about it, you know what I'm going to get? Everybody knows exactly what I'm going to get. I told you to take it easy. You always push too hard. Why can't you take it easy? And she's not going to believe me when I tell her that I did not push too hard, that I was taking it. I didn't, Chris. Why are you taking her side? I didn't. Jesse, or he says, hey, Bronco, tell Chris Texas sucks. I lived there twice, in Arlington and Midland. All the girls are tattooed up like a bunch of biker dudes, and they have so many piercings, they look like ironheads. Yeah, it's so weird when you encounter people who kind of live in a different world than you live in. I am aware that today there are more people. It's not just women. There are more people today with tattoos. And the people who have them have more of them. I'm aware that's more of a thing. Yeah, they're all over the place. We went out to a restaurant on Saturday. There were a bunch of us there, and our waitress had tattoos. I mean, they were everywhere that was exposed. I'll put it that way. I mean, God only knows what it looked like, you know, otherwise. But they were everywhere, right? And it was noticeable. It doesn't bother me. I don't care if people get tattoos or piercings. It doesn't bother me. But this is a young dude who went out to a couple biker bars And now he thinks that every woman is tattooed up and has all these piercings all over the place. I haven't noticed it. What, Chris? What? Yeah, of course. Yeah, Midland's going to be more biker-centric anyway. Buddy, it's all about where you're looking. You know, it's all about where you're looking. And you know I'm not going to judge you because I'm the most wretched human being to ever walk the planet. You know that. And I'm never, ever, ever going to look down on you if you're bouncing out to a bar or something like that on a Friday or Saturday night. I've been in more around the world than you have, believe me. I know. However, if you're not finding what you're looking for in a bar on Friday night, if she maybe has one too many skull and crossbones tattoos on her neck, if her face looks like Hellraiser with all the piercings, maybe you're looking in the wrong place. Maybe there are other options. You know, my sister did this before. She's one of these workout types. When she got to a new town, she was living in Austin at the time. She didn't know anybody. She just moved to Austin for work. There are all kinds of online meetup groups for whatever you're into. Hers was like this running, hiking group, but I don't care what it is. Maybe you want to go shoot with people. You know there's going to be women in there. Maybe you want to play chess, like when Corey beat Chris at chess. You know you can meet up. Maybe frisbee golf. Whatever you're into, there are online groups of people who have shared interests. And maybe the woman you're looking for, if tattoos aren't your thing, maybe that's the way to go. Just a little FYI. Let's talk about America's police chiefs. Let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about living paycheck to paycheck when you make 300 grand a year. Before we get to that, let's talk about this. Pure Talk just did something. You know, I've been telling you about their unlimited plan and how it's normally $65 a month. That's unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data. The unlimited plan for Pure Talk is $65 a month normally. And you know how I've been telling you they're running a special $29.95 a month for life, okay? And you're also well aware that that deal ended yesterday. Pause. You blew up their phones, meaning everybody switched. It has been such an insane hit. They've extended it one more week, actually six more days. December 14th, it ends now. If you missed, don't miss the final 6 days. $29.95 a month for life. Imagine 10, 15 years from now, if you're still paying $29.95 a month for unlimited, your friends are going to hate you with jealousy. It'll be wonderful. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.